That's the subject of tonight's Waters Words. Something very mysterious is happening here in America. There's a campaign to program you. You're being told not to trust what you see with your own eyes. If you hear something, you're told you didn't actually hear that. If you feel something, you're shamed into not trusting your instincts. It's actually deeper than the typical lie. It's more sophisticated than that. Let me show you how it works and why it's happening. For the entire summer, Joe Biden ignored the most destructive rioting the country's seen in 50 years. Biden and his pals in the press counted on this energy to carry him to victory in November. So besides Fox, national TV stations didn't show video of the rioting, looting, and shooting. When they referenced it, they called it mostly peaceful. But local news showed it every night. It went viral on social media, and the people who live in the path of destruction experienced it firsthand. Joe Biden didn't say a word about this until CNN told him it was hurting his chance of winning.
I think this is a blind spot for Democrats. I think Democrats are ignoring this problem or hoping that it will go away. And it's not going to go away. Joe Biden may be afraid to do it. I'm not sure. Maybe he won't. Maybe he is. He's got to address it.
It wasn't until someone died in a swing state, Wisconsin, that forced Biden out of his basement. Trump had already visited Wisconsin to tour the damage, so Biden followed in the president's footsteps. Biden hadn't visited Wisconsin in 2 years, and when he showed up, nobody was there to greet him. They tell you that Biden is winning, but where are his voters? Biden spoke at a church, but there were only about 8 people there. Earlier in the week, he spoke in Pennsylvania, and there were 0 voters there, just 6 members of the media, who agreed not to ask him questions. They're pretending something is out there that you can't see. Back to Wisconsin. He was socially distanced, so why is he wearing a mask? Isn't Biden being tested? He's running on a pandemic that's fading, so he needs to keep up appearances, doesn't he? If Biden wears a mask at all times, even when he doesn't have to, you'd think the pandemic is worse than it is. Listen to what he told the mostly black audience.
Why in God's name don't we teach history in history classes? A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison.
That's just not true. Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. One of his black researchers, Lewis Latimer, improved upon the light bulb significantly. He was brilliant, but he didn't invent it. Why would Biden lie about something like that? Everyone knows Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. It's easy to double check. Biden sells himself as a straight shooter, working class Joe, and an ally of black America. But he just tells people what they want to hear. He doesn't tell the truth. President Trump hit on this at the RNC.
For 47 years, Joe Biden took the donations of blue-collar workers, gave them hugs and even kisses, and told them he felt their pain, and then he flew back to Washington and voted to ship our jobs to China and many other distant lands.
What people are saying doesn't always jive with what they're doing. Pay attention to that. What were the types of businesses that were burned down all summer? They weren't multinational corporations, were they? They were small businesses, mom-and-pop businesses, owned by blue-collar, middle-class, traditional Americans, black, white, and Hispanic. A few big chains got looted, but they can just write that off and don't bat an eye. So the large multinational corporations sponsored Black Lives Matter, put out statements of support, and donated to their cause. While Black Lives Matter activists and Antifa burned their lone competitors to a crisp, small businesses, who big business have tried to put out of business for decades, and now they have in many cities. The Democrat mayors and governors didn't stop middle class, small businesses from being torched. They pulled their police back and refused to let Trump send in the guard. Something very sinister is going on here. Mr. Middle Class Joe didn't tell anyone to knock it off until it was too late. Joe Biden, from the state of Delaware, where all the multinational corporations are incorporated, for tax purposes, obviously. The far left destroyed thousands of middle class businesses, and guess who they blamed? Trump.
The simple truth is, Donald Trump failed to protect America. The violence we're seeing in Donald Trump's America. It's getting worse, and you know why. Because Donald Trump adds fuel to every fire. His failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is. Does anyone believe there'll be less violence in America if Donald Trump is reelected?
Does this make any logical sense to you? Democrats rioting in Democrat cities while Democrats do nothing to stop it is a reason to vote for Democrats? The program, that's...